With the man himself, Rel Donner, in Chicago. Rel, as we phone, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thanks, Norman. But there's a tremendous amount of love in the grooves of that album. And a portion of it is from me, but I'll tell you, a great portion is from Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana and the Jordanaires and Bob Moore and others who worked with Elvis, because those people hold him in high esteem and have a great love and respect for him and his music. And they all just treat it very reverently, and it's just a thrill to work with people like that.
You can feel that in the album when one listens to it. And also, of course, the comments. I mean, they have allowed their comments to be put on the album, and the fact that, well, for instance, a comment here by the Jordanaires. It was nice to reminisce the first 15 years we worked with him and Scotty Moore, old friends together with old memories, to salute a friend in everlasting memory. Those are your testimonials right there.
Yes.
You know what?
I mean, there were moments, moments in that studio, and when a lot of the fellows would just get lost in a daydream or a night dream and just lose themselves, and you could see it happen. And that's why it was a highly emotional thing. But we had hoped that the idea we had come up with was conceived in good taste, and that we could carry out the whole project in good taste. And that was our goal, and we've been told so far that we were able to accomplish that, and that's what we were very concerned about, because it very easily could have gotten out of hand.
Well, I'll tell you something. You say a lot for yourself and the way you conduct your business. As I look at this album, I do not see the name of Rel Donner. All I see is Rel. And that says a lot, Rel.
Well, this is what we felt, and I felt it very much to keep a low profile. I didn't feel like any artist should go taking bows for his life and his career and his accomplishments. Although there's nothing wrong with taking a bow or accepting the applause for the performances on that album, there's nothing wrong with that. He would be the first to say to take the bow, you know. But we did want to keep it low-keyed and not lose sight of the subject, which was Elvis Presley, his life and his music.
It's true.
Well, that's about it. Can't thank you enough for being here and sharing my memories. I want to thank you folks for what you've done for me. And I hope I brought some joy into your lives. And don't be sad, because I'm happy. Mama, Daddy, and I are together again. And each day we say a little prayer for you.
We had a precious gift from God we cherished and loved dearly. He had a God-given talent that he shared with the world, and without a doubt, he became most widely acclaimed, capturing the hearts of young and old alike. He was admired not only as an entertainer, but as the great humanitarian that he was, for his generosity and his kind feelings for his fellow man. He revolutionized the world of music and received its highest awards. He became a living legend in his own time, earning the respect and the love of millions. God saw that he needed some rest and called him home to be with him.
No Elvis Presley fan or Rel Donner fan in the world should be without this great album. I've been away for a while now, a double album set tracing the whole life of Elvis, written by Rel Donner and Mike Joseph, whom you heard speaking to us from Chicago.